This is the Sakar Merli of the 18th of December 2024. Essence, sweet children, you receive might by linking your intellects in yoga to the Almighty Authority Father. It is by having remembrance that you souls can charge your batteries and become pure and Satyaprathan. Question. What effort do you children make at the confluence age that rewards you with a deity status? Answer. At the confluence age, you make the effort to become cool, serene. It is by becoming cool, by becoming pure, that you become deities. Until you become cool, you cannot become deities. At the confluence age, you become goddesses of coolness, Shitla Devi, and sprinkle everyone with cool drops of this knowledge to make everyone cool. You first have to become cool yourself and then extinguish the fire of everyone else and make them cool. Om Shanti. First of all, you children just have to understand one thing. We are all brothers, and Shiv Baba is the father of us all. He is called the Almighty Authority. When you ruled over the whole world, you had all the powers. The kingdom of the deities used to exist in Bharat. You were pure deities. All of your clan, that is, your whole dynasty, was viceless. Who were viceless? You souls. You are now once again becoming viceless. By having remembrance of the Almighty Authority, you are receiving might from Him. The Father has explained that it is you souls who each play a part of 84 births. You souls had Satyaprathan power that gradually decreased day by day. From being Satyaprathan, you had to become Tamoprathan. When the strength of a battery has run out, the motor comes to a halt. The battery becomes discharged. The battery of a soul doesn't become fully discharged. There is some power left. When someone dies, a lamp is lit and kept filled with oil so that the light doesn't go out. You children now understand that you souls had full strength and that you no longer have that. You must now keep your intellects in yoga with the Almighty Authority Father and fill yourselves with power because you have very little power left. If your power were to finish completely, your bodies would not remain. By remembering the Father, you souls become completely pure. In the Golden Age, your batteries are fully charged. Then your degrees, that is, the power of your battery, gradually discharges. By the time you souls reach the end of the Iron Age, you have very little power left. It is as though you are bankrupt of your strength. By remembering the Father, you souls become full of strength. Therefore, the Father explains, you must remember the One alone. God is the highest on high. Everyone else is part of creation. A creation can only receive a limited inheritance from a creation. The unlimited Father is the only creator. All other fathers are limited. By remembering the unlimited Father, you receive the unlimited inheritance. Therefore, you children should know in your hearts that Baba is establishing heaven, the new world, for us. Heaven is being established according to the Dharma plan. It is you children who will go and rule there. I am ever pure. I do not take birth through a womb. I do not take birth as the deities do. In order to give you children the kingdom of heaven, I enter the body of this one when he reaches 60, the age of retirement. Then, from being the number one Tamopratan soul, he becomes number one Satopratan. God is the highest on high, and then there are Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, who reside in the subtle region. Where did this Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar come from? Those are just visions that you have. The subtle region is in the middle. There are no physical bodies there. Those subtle bodies can only be seen in a divine vision. Brahma is the one dressed in white, whereas Vishnu is adorned with diamonds and jewels. They portray Shankar with a snake around his neck, but Shankar couldn't be like that. At Amnath, they portray Shankar telling Parvati the story of immortality. There is not a human world in the subtle region, so how could he relate a story there? The subtle region is simply for visions. You see visions of those who have become completely pure. They are the ones who then become the masters of heaven when they go to the golden age. Therefore, it should enter your intellects how they claimed their fortune of the kingdom. There are no battles, etc. there. How could deities be violent? Whether anyone believes it or not, you are now claiming that kingdom by remembering the Father. It is mentioned in the Gita, forget your body and all your bodily religions and constantly remember me alone. The Father doesn't have a body to which he could be attached. The Father says, I just take this body on loan for a short time. Otherwise, how would I give you this knowledge? I am the living seed of this tree. Only I have the knowledge of this tree. People know nothing of the duration of this world, or how it is created, sustained and destroyed. They study a limited study. The Father teaches you this unlimited study and makes you children into the masters of the world. No bodily being can ever be called God. They, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, have their own subtle bodies, and they too cannot be called God. This body is the throne for Dada's soul. This throne is now the immortal throne, the throne of the Father, the immortal image. There is a throne in Amritsar that is called the immortal throne. Important people are invited to sit on that immortal throne. The Father explains, all of these are the immortal thrones of souls. Good and bad sanskars are within each soul. And this is why it is said, this is the fruit of your actions. The Father of all souls is one. Baba is not explaining to you from the scriptures. None of these things are mentioned in the scriptures. This is why people become irritated and say that we don't believe in the scriptures. When sages and holy men go to bathe in the Ganges, do they become pure? No one can return home yet. Everyone will return home at the end, just like a swarm of insects or a swarm of bees. There is the queen bee, and all the other bees follow her. Likewise, when the Father returns home, all souls will follow him. It will be as though there is a crowd of souls in the incorporeal world, whereas here it is crowded with human beings. This crowd here will also have to run home one day. The Father will come and take all of you souls back with him. There is the praise of Shiva's wedding procession. Whether you are sons or daughters, the Father comes and teaches all of you children the pilgrimage of remembrance. Souls cannot return home without first becoming pure. After you have become pure, you will first go to your abode of silence and then go down gradually, number-wise. The world population will continue to grow. The kingdom has to be created. Therefore, not everyone will go down together at the same time. The tree gradually continues to grow. The Father first of all establishes the original eternal deity religion. The first ones to become Brahmins are those who are to become deities. There is Prajapita Brahma, father of the people, and so there would also be brothers and sisters among the people. Many become Brahma Kumars and Kumaris here. It must definitely be because their intellects have faith that they are able to claim so many marks. Those of you who are firm will go there first, and the weak ones will go later. All souls reside in the incorporeal world, and then, as they come down, the population grows. How could a soul play his part without a body? This is a world of actors, and it continues to turn around all the four ages. In the Golden Age, we were deities. Then we became warriors, merchants, and then Shudras. It is now the most auspicious confluence age. This age only exists now when the Father comes. Only the unlimited Father gives this unlimited knowledge. Shiva doesn't have a body of his own that could be given a name. This body belongs to this Dada, and Baba has taken it on loan for a short period. The Father says, "I need a mouth so that I can talk to you." How could the Father talk to his children if he didn't have a mouth? I give you unlimited knowledge through this mouth. This is why his mouth is called Kalmukt, the mouth of a cow. Water can emerge from anywhere in the mountains, and so they have created a Kalmukt, here where the water emerges. They consider that to be the water of the Ganges and drink it. They give so much importance to that water. Everything in this world is false. Only the one Father tells you the truth. But false people consider the Father's knowledge to be false. When Barrett was in the Golden Age, it was called the Land of Truth. Now that Barrett has become old, everything has become false. There is such a great contrast. The father says, "You have defamed me so much. You have insulted me and defamed me by calling me omnipresent. You have been calling out to Shiv Baba, 'Take us away from this old world.'" The father says, "All of my children have become bankrupt by sitting on the pyre of lust." The father speaks to you children and says, "You were once the masters of heaven. Do you remember this?" He only explains this to you children. He does not explain it to the whole world, because only you children understand what the father says. What would the world know about this? The biggest thorn is lust. The very name of this world is the impure world, whereas the Golden Age is 100% pure world. Human beings go and bow down in front of those pure deity idols. Although many devotees are vegetarian, it isn't that they don't indulge in vice. Many remain celibate from childhood, and from their childhood onwards, they don't eat dirty food either. Sannyasis too say, "Become viceless." Sannyasis renounce their homes and families. They then take their next birth to householders, and they once again renounce their homes and families and go into the forests. However, would it be possible for them to become pure from impure? No. No one can become pure from impure without being given Srimat by the Purifier Father. The path of devotion is the path of descent, and so how could they become pure? If they did become pure, they would be able to go back home and then go to heaven. Do the Golden Age deities ever renounce their homes and families? The sannyasi's renunciation is limited, whereas your renunciation is unlimited. You renounce the whole world, including your friends and relatives. Heaven is now being established for you. Your intellects are now facing heaven. People are still dangling in hell, whereas you children are dangling in remembrance of the Father. You are made to sit on the pyre of this knowledge in order to become goddesses of coolness. In contrast to the word cool, there is the word fire or heat. You are called goddesses of coolness. There wouldn't have been just one of you. There must definitely have been many who made Barrett cool. At present, everyone is burning on the pyre of lust. It is here that you are named the goddesses of coolness. You are the goddesses who make everyone cool, the ones who sprinkle cool drops of this knowledge on everyone. Devotees go to sprinkle drops of water, whereas it is the drops of this knowledge that are sprinkled on souls here. When souls become pure, they become cool. Souls of the whole world have now become burnt by sitting on the pyre of lust. You children are now being given the urn of nectar. With this urn, you become cool yourselves, and you also make others cool. This one too has become cool. Both husband and wife live together. It is not a question of having to leave your home and family. However, when that cowshed was created at the beginning, some must definitely have left their homes. For what? In order to be able to sit on the pyre of this knowledge and become cool. Only when you become cool here can you become deities there. The intellect's yoga of you children should no longer go to your old homes. Let your intellects cling to the Father, because you all have to go back home with the Father. The Father says, "Sweet children, I have come as your guide to take you all back home. You are the Shiv Shakti Pandav army. You are the ones who receive might from Shiva, the almighty authority. People think that the Supreme Soul can restore life to dead people. But the Father says, "My beloved children, every soul has been given his own eternal part to play in this drama. I am the creator, the director, and the principal actor. I cannot change anyone's part in this drama at all." People believe that each leaf moves on the orders of the Supreme Soul. But the Supreme Soul himself says, "I am also dependent on the drama. I am bound by it. It isn't that leaves move according to my orders." The notion of omnipresence has made the people of Bharat totally poverty-stricken. Through this knowledge that the Father gives, Bharat once again becomes crowned. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and you, spiritual children, say namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to enter the Sun Dynasty at the beginning, let your intellect have faith and claim full marks. Become a firm Brahmin. Keep this unlimited knowledge in your awareness. 2. Remain seated on the pyre of this knowledge and become cool, that is, become pure. Extinguish the fire of lust with this knowledge and yoga. Your intellect must be constantly connected in yoga to the One Father. Blessing. May you receive a medal in the form of an elevated stage in your Brahmin life, and thereby become an emperor of the carefree land. Each of you has become a Brahmin in order to make your personal stage the best of all. In Brahmin life, your elevated stage is your personal property. It is the medal of Brahmin life. Those who receive this medal remain constantly stable in an unshakable, immovable and constant stage, and are constantly carefree. They become the emperors of the carefree land. They remain free from all desires and are embodiments of ignorance of the knowledge of desire. Slogan. Say, "My Baba," with unbroken faith and intoxication, and Maya cannot then come close to you. Om Shanti.